Hello, hello, hello. This is Nat King Cole. I'd like to say to all of you, everywhere, that I hope you have a most happy, pleasant, and beautiful Christmas.
Hey there, I'm Norah Jones, but I'm wishing you a wonderful Christmas time.
This is Michael Bublé, wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
It's Cher, and I just wanted to wish everybody a happy and healthy Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
This is Michael Sinatra. You're listening to The Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to The Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. I came across this story on NPR recently about deluxe albums, specifically SZA's deluxe release of their album SOS, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. The artist is capital S, capital Z, capital A. That story was talking about whether a deluxe album ever improves the original. That's actually part of the headline. Since there have been quite a few deluxe Christmas albums, especially in the last few years, I thought this might be an interesting thing to talk about with others who love Christmas music. So I want to thank Sarah from Christmas Spirit News for coming on. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks so much for having me, Ken. I'm excited to be here. I love talking about Christmas year-round, so glad to be here.
I am so glad to hear that. Ashley from the new Christmas Chapters podcast was supposed to be here, but they're having some severe weather and it knocked out power. She did send me some stuff about some deluxe Christmas albums, so when we get to some of our favorites, I'll mention hers too. Before we get rolling, though, Sarah, you want to talk a little bit about what you do with Christmas Spirit News?
Sure. I'm just a lifelong fan of Christmas music, and I just wanted to put something positive out in the world on social media. So I started a handle originally on Twitter. I'm no longer on Twitter and have moved everything to Blue Sky. You can find me at Christmas Spirit News. I post all of the new music that comes out as it comes out, which usually starts in September. So my heaviest posting months are September through December, and it gets really light throughout the rest of the year. But right now I'm celebrating Women's History Month with women Christmas artists.
Yeah, and you are one of the, I was going to say one of the few, but I think there are a lot of us out there who really carries the spirit of Christmas all year long. That's not to say that that's all you're about and all you think about, but you do post lots of stuff outside of the traditional Christmas season. I've been following along in March some of the songs that you've been sharing for Women's History Month, and it's so great to see somebody else sharing Christmas music, and there were some that I hadn't heard of before, so I'm glad I was able to grab those and add those to the Sounds of Christmas station. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you.
Now, the term deluxe edition refers to a re-release of an album generally, well, it used to be a sufficient period of time after the initial release, and it featured extra content related to the album. For the last 20 years or so, it isn't unusual for deluxe edition to be released at the same time as the standard edition comes out. Deluxe edition often includes extra tracks, demo recordings, live recordings, alternate takes, mixes, edits, B-sides from some singles, stuff that didn't appear on the original album, maybe some DVD content, some music videos. They're usually repackaged with the new content, sometimes on a second disc if there's enough, lots of extra liner notes, so there's all kinds of things for the fans. Then there's what they call milking or double dipping, which refers to the practice of releasing multiple editions of the same product simultaneously or at different times close together with the purpose of enticing customers to buy one more edition. And this is done, for example, a special edition, a director's cut of a movie, ultimate edition, collector's edition. There's lots of different names for it. You know very well what I'm talking about. We'll give you some examples. But mostly what it is trying to get fans to buy multiple copies of the album. And we'll... I have some opinions on that. We'll get to that in a minute. The internet seems to think the first deluxe editions of albums were released in 1990 when David Bowie's albums began to be re-released with bonus content. I feel like it was before that, but I can't think of any specific examples. So for now, I'll just agree with the internet. For me, it was The Who's album, Who's Next, re-released in the early 90s. It included half a dozen session tracks and a second disc of a live concert from 1971 when the original album came out. So this was really cool as a fan for something over 20, could have been 25 years later to get all of this stuff. This was really cool. A lot of deluxe albums only have a couple extra tracks, if that. And sometimes it seems like the artist or maybe the label intended to do that from the beginning. Sarah, do you remember what the first deluxe album, Christmas or otherwise, was that you came across?
I don't think that I could pinpoint the first deluxe album that I came across. I tend to think of greatest hits more than I think of deluxe albums when I think of like my favorite artist. From a Christmas perspective, I can certainly name a lot of deluxe albums that I enjoy, but I don't think I could tell you the first.
Okay. Scott from Holly Jolly Xmas, who wanted to be on here too, but he couldn't do it. And he has a thing about Steve Perry's recent Christmas album. And I get it. The album's called The Season. Original album came out in 2021. It had 8 songs on it. Of those, 2 of them, Silver Bells and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, had been previously released. So of the 6 remaining tracks, 2 were New Year's songs, Auld Lang Syne and What Are You Doing New Year's Eve. The entire album was only 25 and a half minutes long. And I remember when that came out, lots of music bloggers were saying, obviously there's going to be a deluxe edition, and they were going to wait for that. And a lot of us thought it was going to happen that year. Did you think that at all when that came out?
I usually think of deluxe albums as coming out a year later.
Okay.
You know, you get one purchase and then a year later you get another purchase and you get more PR the next year rather than putting it all into 1 year. But I have seen lately, like with Jennifer Hudson releasing her bonus track in the same, like just a month after the album came out. So I am seeing more of that to your point.
In 2022, there was a deluxe album digitally of Steve Perry's The Season, and it included 2 new songs, Maybe This Year, which was an original, and a cover of This Christmas. And then this past year, there was a 3rd version released with 6 more songs. And Steve's not the only artist that has done this kind of thing. It's entirely possible that he did go back in the studio in 2022 and record a couple more songs, then back again last year and record some more. But given that the first release was so short, it feels unlikely. However, I felt the same about Rob Thomas's Christmas album, Something About Christmas Time, in 2021. 10 songs, 2 were previously released. 1 was just an update of his New York Christmas from 2003. But to date, there hasn't been a deluxe. So I was wrong about that. So I could be wrong about Steve Perry too, and I don't want this to sound like this is just a big grievance against Steve Perry, because that's not the intent. So instead, let's leave Steve alone and talk about some of our favorite deluxe editions, or even super deluxe, that you think really made the album better. I do want to mention that because of conflict of interest kind of thing, I am not going to mention artists that have advertised on the Sounds of Christmas station. And off the top of my head, I know that's Michael Sinatra, Paul Kelly, Carla Bonoff, Lauren Daigle, Sarah Reeves, all have deluxe versions of their Christmas albums. And I feel like if I said great things about them, it would sound like I'm doing that because they advertised. And if I attacked them, it's because they're not advertising now. But they're not advertising now because they don't have new Christmas stuff. So anyway, This is probably just my thing, but I wanted to throw that out there. So how many deluxe albums are on your list?
I have 10 in my list.
Okay.
With a handful that I can speak about in detail and some that are just part of a list.
Okay. I have 9 because it was either going to be 9 or 30. So I wanted to kind of keep it. So what's, let's go to, I guess, from 10 to 1. What's your number 10?
My number 10 is Justin Bieber's deluxe album. He came out with an extra festive version of the Mariah Carey classic with his deluxe version. And I think he may have had one other song, but I mean, his Christmas album is just so festive and creative. It made my top 10.
See, one of the things that I do love about deluxe albums for the most part, especially for fans, if you like the first album, that first Christmas album, it is like an extra little gift that you get that there's more. And now, because of streaming, it's not so much that you have to rush out to your music store, if you're lucky enough to even have a music store where you are, and buy it again with the new music. You can just grab the new songs. But I think it's cool for fans. I remember when the Justin Bieber Deluxe came out, and I think there was like an acoustic version of one of the songs on there, a duet with Boyz II Men, something like that. And I thought that's really neat. And I bet his fans really were happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, you know, Ashley only has 8. So I'm going to make you go again, and then I'll get to my number 9. And then the next round will bring Ashley's in too. So what's next on your list?
Sure. I'm going to say Pentatonix. You know, they're sort of the Christmas kings and queen, including Kirsten in that. It's almost like every new Christmas album that they release is like another deluxe album. However, they have done some that are just specifically deluxe of the last album that they released with a handful of new songs on it. I'm just a big fan of them in general, and I look forward to whatever they're going to release every year.
Oh yeah. I would be disappointed if there was a season that went by where there wasn't anything. I don't think they had a new album this past year, but there was a single or two, and there was a cute song in a Simpsons Christmas episode that they did as well. So that was really neat. But it's nice, you know, like I said, it's nice for fans. And I will hear some Christmas music bloggers who will roll their eyes about another Pentatonix Christmas record. And I just think, you know, why? It's more Christmas music for us. And a lot of their stuff is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know why. If there was some artist that hadn't done something in a long time, everybody'd be excited about another Christmas album. But because they've put out so much, I don't know, like a double-edged sword. My number 9 is kind of a cheat. It's Chrissy Hynde and her album Stockholm, which is not a Christmas album, but the deluxe version included her doing a new version of the Pretenders hit 2,000 Miles. Hmm. And I've always been a big Pretenders fan, always been a big Chrissy Hynde fan, so I had to grab that for a new version of 2,000 Miles.
I'll allow it.
Okay, thank you. It's similar to my next one's kind of a cheat too, but what's next on your list?
Next on my list is Sia. She recently launched her deluxe version of an album. She waited several years to do it, and she added 3 new songs. I think one was a remix or slowed down version of Snowman, but then she also had 2 new songs as well. I love all of Sia's music, you know, outside of the holidays as well. And anytime she launches anything, I'm super excited, but was glad to see some more holiday music from her.
Ho, Ho, Ho and Candy Cane Lane are 2 of my recent favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both original songs that will get stuck in your head, whether you like it or not.
Yes.
I was very pleased to see that she did give us some more Christmas music. And I think a lot of people would be surprised if they saw how popular her Christmas music is. When the streaming lists come out, the end of December, early January, she has many that are way up there close to Mariah. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Yeah, when you get on the Spotify list, she's on like the top pop Christmas hits for Spotify.
Yeah.
And I think that Snowman has, you know, has been in their top 10 for years because of that.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I think her Christmas album originally came out in 2018, maybe 2017. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to believe, 7-8 years now. Wow. That's crazy. That was your number 8, right?
Yes.
Okay. Ashley's number 8 is Justin Bieber, and we did talk about that, but I wanted to go ahead and give her a mention. My number 8 is another cheat, and I think this is the last one. It's the Stone Temple Pilots and their deluxe version of their album Purple, which included a version of Christmas Time Is Here that was recorded live back when that album came out. And I thought that was really cool. Stone Temple Pilots doing the Charlie Brown Christmas song. I need it. So I was very excited. I know that album had, the deluxe album had a whole bunch of other stuff too, but it's not Christmas related. So I didn't want to bog things down by mentioning all of that. But I am the kind of guy who will get a new deluxe album because there's one Christmas song on it. Absolutely will. Number 7 for you?
You know, Ken, this may be a cheat as well. I think that this may not be a deluxe, but it's an album with bonus tracks. So my bad, but Kelly Clarkson's last Christmas album had 3 bonus tracks on it. So I sort of thought of it as a deluxe album. And the 3 bonus tracks were existing singles that weren't on one of her other albums.
The album from last year?
The album Christmas Is Canceled. Christmas Isn't Canceled, Just You.
Oh, well, that's the song. I think it's When Christmas Comes Around.
That's right. You're right.
And this year it was When Christmas Comes Around Again. And there was Sleigh Ride, and there was something else that was new on that. So, yeah, I don't think that's a cheat at all. That counts.
Okay.
and you know, a lot of this is maybe not for everybody. If you're listening to a podcast like this, you probably like Christmas music a bunch. And if you like Christmas music a lot and you like Kelly Clarkson, and that's probably not far-fetched to think, getting some new songs from her and picking up these singles that she'd released and putting them on there too, that's a nice thing to have all that in one place. That's mm-hmm. one of the things that I really like about deluxe albums. So that was number 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ashley's number 7 is the Backstreet Boys. And I thought, oh, this is a mistake because they don't have a deluxe, but they did have a deluxe. Their Christmas album, A Very Backstreet Christmas, which came out just a couple of years ago, 2022, there was a deluxe version that was also available at Target that had the extra song Feliz Navidad, and it also had their single from a few years ago, It's Christmas Time Again, sort of a sequel to their Christmas song from like 20 years ago, It's Christmas Time. But it had both of those on the new album. So that absolutely counts. And I bet Backstreet Boys fans were very excited to get that.
Mm-hmm.
My number 7 is Josh Groban, Noel, the 10th anniversary edition. When Noel came out in 2007, that was the best-selling album of the year. Not the best-selling Christmas album, the best-selling album, period, of the whole year. And then 10 years later, we get a deluxe version, and it has 6 more songs on it. And he's got an amazing voice, and I thought, you know, this is great. 6 more Christmas songs from him. I'd like another album. Josh, if you're listening, it's been a few years now. I'd be happy to have a new album. But it was really cool to get 6 more songs. Mm-hmm. So that's my number 7. How about number 6 for you?
Number 6 for me is Kacey Musgraves. She did an edition after she launched her Christmas special, which had extra songs on it, including her duet with Troye Sivan, Glittery, which I think is her best Christmas song. So when you said, you know, do deluxe albums add more and better content, I think in Kacey Musgraves' case, absolutely yes. She also did a really nice duet of Rocking Around the Christmas Tree with Camila Cabello, who I also like in the pop music field. So yeah, Kacey Musgraves.
Nice, nice. Ashley's number six is, she says, Rascal Flatts. And I thought, all right, wait a second now. Rascal Flatts' Christmas album didn't have a deluxe, and it didn't. But they had a Greatest Hits album, Greatest Hits Volume 1. I don't know if there's been a Volume 2 yet, but a Greatest Hits Volume 1 that came out in 2008. And there was a deluxe version of that that had three Christmas songs, White Christmas, Jingle Bell Rock, and I'll Be Home for Christmas. So, yeah, I think there were some live tracks that were on there too, but they weren't Christmas songs. But absolutely, that certainly counts. So, Rascal Flatts. And, you know, going back to this NPR thing, does a deluxe version of the album make the original album, is it better? Better or worse is certainly subjective, but when you're getting the album that you loved and there's more from that same artist, I think it almost always makes it better.
Yeah, me too, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't quite understand, but that's okay. Anyhow.
And I think they wanted to make it sound controversial so that people would listen. But I think it's maybe their angle is more like the second version of a movie usually isn't as good as the first. So they might be thinking about that in terms of albums, but I think about albums the way you do, where it's just more content from your favorite artist and it's always better.
I mean, they were talking really specifically about this one artist and their one album. And even with that, you know, if there's an artist that you love that puts out an album that you just think is perfect, this is just terrific, this is just amazing, and then a year or two later they put it out again with extra songs that may or may not fit with the theme of that album, it's still that artist giving you more music. I don't know.
Exactly.
My number six, that's where we are, right? Yeah. Delta Goodrum, Only Santa Knows, 2020 album. Deluxe version came out a year later, four more tracks. I wish that this got more airplay besides just on my station, because I think it's really a wonderful Christmas album that has come out in the last 5 or 6 years. And the title track is just terrific. And I know traditional radio is scared of original Christmas songs. They want to play things that you know, but I think the song Only Santa Knows is great, and I think it should be one that we hear every year. It should become a standard. There, I said it. Send your angry emails. What's your number five?
Gwen Stefani. I love her Christmas music. Her deluxe album added several tracks, and then she came out a third time around with just one single and added it to the deluxe album as well, called Here This Christmas, which I think is a great new original song. Yeah, I love her holiday music.
Yeah, I do too. I do too, and was very excited when there's new music and then there's a new single. I just think that's great. I think that original one came out in around 2018.
2017 or 2018, yeah.
Yeah, like Sia. So Gwen, if you're listening, we're ready for a new album. I don't know if she's listening.
She's in the country genre now. Maybe she'll do a country Christmas album.
That'd be fine. Ashley's number five is Mariah Carey, Merry Christmas. And I had thought about adding that, and I don't know if that's on your list. I guess I'll ask. Is that on your list?
It's not. Okay. I almost feel like Mariah Carey is so ubiquitous, she doesn't even need to be mentioned. But like, it's a great album. So
yeah,
applause to Ashley for adding it.
Yeah, I was just looking up. There have been a bunch of deluxe, super deluxe, extra deluxe, whatever, over the years for this album that is somehow 30 years old. And I don't know that, but there have been versions that added a couple tracks. There was a dual disc version. I remember when that was a thing for a little while, and it just didn't work when there was stuff on the other side of the CD that added a couple tracks. There was a DVD side that had a bunch of extra songs. There was a 7-Eleven limited edition that had a special anniversary mix of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Google Play had an exclusive with an extra song. In 2019, she re-released it again. Was this? Okay, this was called Deluxe Anniversary. And there was a second disc, or a second whatever, if you're streaming, I don't know what they would call that, that had 19 extra songs. And it included a couple singles that she had done over the years, but 19 extra songs. And then for the 30th edition last year, there were 7 more songs, and a bunch of those were from a live concert at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. But it was, you know, for fans, I bet that was really cool to get, you know, a Christmas concert from Mariah Carey. Absolutely. I mean, it did have Hero in there mixed in, but everything else was Christmas stuff. So I get that. And if you're a Mariah Carey fan, you probably have one or more of those. And I can't think of any reason why any one of these many deluxe editions takes anything away from the original album. I don't.
Agreed.
My number 5 is Dolly Parton, Holly Dolly Christmas. It came out, I think, in 2020. And then there was a deluxe in 2021 that added more songs. And then in 2022, 8 more songs. You go, Dolly. That was really cool. And one of the neat things that she did, she made available, and these are great collector's items for people, there was an 8-track and there was a cassette that had special songs on it. So if you're a big fan, you could get these cool things to add. But I don't see where the Super Ultimate Deluxe or whatever it was called that came out in 2022 that had so many extra songs, how that takes anything away from the first release. If you don't want the extra songs, fine. But I thought that was great, all these bonuses. So number 4.
I'll tell you my number 4, but I've got to mention something on that Dolly album, because I really enjoyed that album as well. She added a Smoky Mountain Christmas song to the deluxe version of the album. And that was a single that she launched like decades prior that couldn't be found anywhere. So that was a really cool bonus track to be on that album.
Yeah, I remember when the I think it was called the Ultimate Deluxe, when that was coming out, and they were sending that out to radio stations, and the label sent me the Smoky Mountain Christmas, and I thought, this is great. I know so many people that have been wanting this song for, I don't know, 30, 40 years, and finally it's out. So that was really cool that it wasn't just that she went in and recorded another version of Jingle Bell Rock. She dug up a Christmas song that was unavailable, and now here it is on the Super Deluxe. Very cool. Number 4 for you.
Number 4 for me is Jamie Cullum, a great jazz singer out of Great Britain. It's almost like he had 2.5 or 3 albums in one when he put all of that music together. But it's really impressive to have all of the cover songs that he did and then all of the originals all in one grouping.
Yeah.
Reminded me a little bit of what Dan and Shay did with their last double album release. But Jamie Cullum's Christmas music, if you've not listened to it out there, give it a listen. It's really impressive.
I am surprised. He's from England, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. I am surprised he's not bigger here.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you're right, the Christmas album is terrific. And I couldn't believe it. There was so much on it the first time it came out that I couldn't believe that here's even more. That was terrific. For Ashley's list, I'm going to do number 4 and number 3 together because they're both with the same artist. Number 4 is Bing Crosby, The Christmas Album, and number 3 is Bing Crosby, Ultimate Christmas. And when I saw this, I thought, okay, this is a mistake because these weren't deluxe, but then I looked them up and I was wrong again. The Christmas Album has 28 tracks, collects several singles, different versions of White Christmas, including the original recording. It's a terrific collection. And then Ultimate Christmas has 58 songs on it.
Wow.
And It is just amazing, and it collects so many different performances, stuff with the Andrews Sisters, stuff that had just been singles and was rare, medleys, all kinds of great stuff. And if you like Bing Crosby, and there's a good chance if you're listening to this podcast you do, this is a real treat. And I think the Ultimate came out last year, and the Christmas album was longer ago, but it's just an amazing collection. The Ultimate Christmas is almost 3 hours of Bing Crosby Christmas music. Now that is deluxe. So that's Ashley's number four and number three. My number four is the Bare Naked Ladies' Bare Naked for the Holidays, an album that came out in 2004. And then in 2020, they did a live, what they called Christmas special on YouTube. And then 9 songs from that were added to the Christmas album, and it came out as a deluxe with these 9 extra songs. I think they also collected a single that had been out 10, 15 years ago between the two. So it was a really nice package. And, you know, if you like them, this was a real treat, especially if you didn't get to see or stream the Christmas special they did. I don't know if it's the whole thing, but you get 9 songs. So that was pretty cool. Number three.
Number three for me is Norah Jones. The deluxe version of her Christmas album came out recently. She added new songs and also live recordings from the first Christmas album. So there was bonus content, new music. It's really impressive. And, you know, if you like her smooth, jazzy style, like her whole Christmas album is a vibe. It's great for long drives. If you have to drive home for the holidays, I recommend putting on her deluxe Christmas album.
That's my number three also. Norah Jones, I Dream of Christmas. 11 more songs on the deluxe that came out a year later. One of the things I love about this album was that it was a surprise. It was not on forthcoming album lists. Nobody seemed to know it was coming, and then boom, here it is. Norah Jones did a Christmas album. So that was really cool. And then a year later, here's 11 more songs. And that was just great. And like you said, she did a live concert. I believe it was in the Empire State Building. She did it the December that the album first came out, and it might have been streamed. I don't remember. But then a bunch of those songs were on the deluxe version. So that was very cool. A lot of fun. So yeah, I totally agree. And I think it just made what was a terrific Christmas album even better. Number two.
My number two is John Legend. He added several songs to his deluxe album, including a duet with Kelly Clarkson, who I also enjoy. And then later he did another single, which I think he added to maybe like a super deluxe set, the You Deserve It All single.
Love that.
His Christmas music, like that's one of my favorite all-time Christmas albums, like him and Johnny Mathis, and then my number one, who I'll talk about in a minute, but I love John Legend's Christmas music.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I love it. And that single, which I think is the latest, You Deserve It All, I just think that's terrific. I love that song. Ashley's number two is Michael Bublé, Deluxe mm-hmm. of Christmas. And he gave people lots of great stuff. The album came out in 2011, I think. And it had 16 songs. Well, it had 15 songs. And then there was a hidden track at the end that was Michael Bublé wishing you a Merry Christmas, which is kind of neat. Then there was a deluxe edition that had 3 extra songs. And there was a deluxe edition that came with a DVD that was the making of. Then a year later, there was a version with 4 or 5 other songs, depending where you got it. And then a few years ago, there was the 10th anniversary deluxe edition with an extra disc that had 7 more songs. And it collected the Christmas sweater and Winter Wonderland that he did with Rod Stewart, and The More You Give, The More You Love. And it also had a 10th anniversary new song, a version of Let It Snow that he recorded with the BBC Orchestra. So that was really cool. And if you're a fan, I don't know if you want them, if you need them all, because I see what people are saying. You know, here's Michael Bublé with the one album that came out in 2011, and there's four or five different versions. But if you're a fan, it's so neat to get this extra stuff. Mm-hmm. If you're not, don't worry about it. But I think that's great. And I was going to put it on my list, but I didn't. But my number two is Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet, That Holiday Feeling. Came out in 1964, and almost 60 years later, in 2022, there's a deluxe version that has eight more songs. And I don't know enough about Steve and Edie to know if these were singles along the way, or if they were songs that didn't make the original album, or I don't know the origins of them. But I just thought it was cool that this album that was almost 60 years old gets a second life with extra songs. And one of the tracks was Steve Lawrence reading The Night Before Christmas, which is kind of a neat thing too. So that was my number two. And number one.
My number one is Meghan Trainor. I love her original Christmas album. When she launched the deluxe version, she added three new songs to it, including another original Christmas coupon. If she ever became like Pentatonix, where she launched a new Christmas album every year, I would adore it. I just think that she's a great pop singer, and her style is very well suited to the Christmas holidays in terms of how upbeat it is.
Yeah, I thought that was really neat too, that she added on to what I thought was already a terrific Christmas album. That was really good. Ashley's number one is Josh Groban, Noel, which I already mentioned. So my number one is Nat King Cole, The Christmas Song, re-released in 1999 with a whole bunch of bonus tracks. It included a duet with his daughter, Natalie. And what was really neat for me as a fan is that there's a Christmas greeting on there now. So there's Nat King Cole, who passed away in the mid-60s, but there he is wishing you a Merry Christmas, which I thought is really neat to have. And it made that album just a little more special for me.
Yeah, Nat King Cole for me is so nostalgic. He and Johnny Mathis, to me, have like the voices of Christmas, like the original. I'm definitely a fan.
Yeah, me too. Do you have anything else, either good or bad, about deluxe Christmas stuff?
Not about existing ones, but I'll just put a wish out to the world. You know, Taylor Swift had invested in some trademark names for Swiftmas, which sounds like Christmas. Yeah. So I'm hoping that we get a deluxe Christmas album from her, or a Taylor's version, whatever you want to call it. But just hoping to see some more fun deluxe Christmas albums this year or in future years.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be cool. One thing that Ashley put on her list that I'll mention briefly is that she was disappointed with Cher's deluxe version of her Christmas album. Mm-hmm. So Cher's Christmas album came out very recently. It was 2023. And then last year, there was a deluxe which had six extra songs. So you might think, cool, six extra songs. Well, one of those was a remix of Angels in the Snow from the album. And the other five were all different versions of DJ Play a Christmas Song, with three of them had different artists. Kelly Clarkson was on one, Giovanni Zarelli was on one, and Belinda was on one. So those are maybe for international appeal. There was an extended version and then another remix, and it seemed like, I get it, I just don't know. I'm not a huge fan, so this wouldn't have been exciting to me. It would have been more exciting if there were six more songs rather than just a bunch of remixes, which, quite honestly, Cher probably had little, if anything, to do with. Mm-hmm. So I get that. I'm and that's me talking. That's not, it was a note that Ashley added to her list, but it was that sort of sentiment about it. So I don't know.
The original Cher Christmas album, just the song DJ Play a Christmas Song alone by itself, mm-hmm. she could have stopped there, because I think that that's going to be a holiday anthem.
Yeah.
You know, for the next 50 years, like a Mariah Carey song.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really liked hers. I thought it was very cool that she had Darlene Love and Stevie Wonder and Michael Bublé and Cyndi Lauper. And I think there was somebody else. There was probably several somebody else's. That was all really kind of cool. She did a lot of songs that we know. She did a couple more originals. I thought it was a great Christmas album. I know she wasn't excited. I saw interviews that she did. She wasn't excited about doing this project, which had been in the works for a long time. I remember hearing about this years and years ago, that Cher was working with this producer or that producer on a Christmas album, but she really wasn't, at least at that point, wasn't really into it. I don't know if something changed or if she just did it, but it doesn't seem like the deluxe one that she was, there's nothing new from her. So to me, this is a case of a deluxe album that doesn't really do anything for the new, although, you know, there's the version of DJ Play a Christmas Song that has Kelly Clarkson on it, which did get some airplay this past year. So people like that. So I don't know. Save your emails. Don't yell at me about that. Well, before we wrap everything up, Sarah, is there anything in particular you're working on for April or May with Christmas Spirit News?
In June, I'll be doing a Pride Month celebration of LGBTQ cool. artists throughout June, the way I'm celebrating Women's History Month right now. And I'll be looking for other reasons to celebrate throughout the year. I'll probably do a Christmas in July special as well.
Nice. And you have a whole bunch of playlists on Spotify too.
I do. And some of them have thousands of followers. My 2024 mix didn't get as many followers this year. I don't know why, but it could be because I got off of Twitter. And so I wasn't promoting it like I was in prior years. But yeah, I put together an annual playlist on Spotify of all the newest music, not just music that I like. I'll put just almost anything that's new out there so that you can decide and build your own playlist from it.
That's very cool. I'll put a link down in the show notes to where people can find not all of your playlists, because you have many, but at least your latest, and they can always click on your username to find the rest of them.
Thanks, Ken. And you can find Christmas Spirit News on Blue Sky. That's where I do all of my posting now.
Yep, I'll put a link to that too. Sarah, thanks so much for spending time and talking about this stuff.
It's always a pleasure, Ken. Thank you for having me.
And thank you so much for listening, helping us share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. And I'll put a link to that down in the show notes, so you can click on that and go over and find your favorite, click on that, and then subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. And if you're listening to this on your phone, you can also click the Send Us a Text Message link and connect that way. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.